It's the AT&T Morning Line.
Now, back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
And our coverage is brought to you by Colton Steakhouse and Grill, The Plumbing Doctor, E-Town Kitchens and Baths, Clark Jewelers, and Cupper's Choice, and Fonte Coffee. Got our latest guest in here, Nick Fuchs, friend of the show, been on with us before. And he's kind of the grand poobah of all knowledge for Louisville Slugger Museum. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You guys are celebrating the 140th anniversary, the celebration of creating the first bat?
Yes. 1884 is when we made our first bat.
Okay, so you got to consider that is almost as old as the Derby itself.
Yeah.
And that is
stacked.
Nobody thinks baseball even is that old. That's
right.
Fascinating.
Yeah, our first bat. I mean, yeah, you think of, you know, major league teams. The first player that we made the first bat for played for a team called the Louisville Eclipse, who obviously is no more a team. So
how ironic that was the name of that.
Yeah.
So we had that history with the Eclipse, you know, kind of before all that happened a couple weeks ago.
So. That's awesome.
So the experience that you guys have, you can actually walk through and watch the process of a bat being made.
Yes. Yeah. We take you on factory tours. It's about a 30-minute tour. It'll show you everything from how we get our wood. We have forests in Pennsylvania, so that's where we get all of our wood from. It shows you, you know, how we turn the bats into machines. It shows you how we brand the bats, how we finish them with different colors. So it really takes you through that whole process.
And you have forests yourself, so I'm assuming you're replanting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We plant more trees per year than we cut down. So
we're very
proud of our forest management.
Yeah, that's great. So tell us about some of the experiences that you guys have aside from just the tour.
Yeah, so we've got our museum gallery. So admission to the tour includes the museum gallery, which has a new temporary exhibit called Brilliance of Bats that kind of takes you through 140 years of Louisville Slugger history. Also within the museum, our bat vault has over 3,000 original bat models in it that you can look at. We've got a theater that shows a couple different videos. We have batting cages. Our museum store was recently renovated, so we really focus now a lot on the personalized bat experience, which is just a great souvenir to get while you're in town. And then our sister attraction, Barrels and Billets, is a bourbon attraction that's right next door. You can create your own custom bourbon there. And they've got some, you know, special baseball-themed bottles, smoking fastball and stuff like that you can check out as well.
And that's a neat experience. We got to do that last year, and that was really cool.
It was a lot of fun.
It was like a little science experiment.
Yeah.
You know, going
through that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you go through and you mix and you try different combinations until you find the one that you like, and then you get it bottled up and take it home.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, really neat experience.
Yeah.
We'll talk about where you're located, but it's kind of easy for people to see once they get there and see the bat. But tell us where you're located.
Yeah, so we're right downtown Louisville. We're 800 West Main Street right there on Museum Row. Like you said, you'll see the 120-foot bat that's outside, out front of our building. So definitely be on the lookout for that if you're downtown Louisville, and you'll know exactly where we are.
Yeah, and something great to do in your off time during Derby. Because a lot of people come to town. I would imagine more people come to visit you during that time as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely one of our busier weeks of the year.
And you guys are open year-round, right?
Yes. Yep. Open anytime. And we'll even probably have some extended hours in the summer. And so if you're traveling for summer vacations and you want to check us out, you know, just visit our website. You'll see what our hours are. And you could even buy tickets there as well at sluggermuseum.com.
And one thing that I have done for family members who are into baseball, it's a good graduation gift also. Mm-hmm. As we're getting ready for graduations, you can get them customized and engraved and then have them shipped.
Yeah. And we've even on our website, you can order personalized bats on our website. It's same website at sluggermuseum.com, and you'll see kind of a custom bats button in the top left corner that you can click on. We have a special class of 2024 logo that you can add to the bats. If you are looking to get, you know, a personalized bat for a graduate, it's definitely a unique present.
All right, Nick Fuchs with Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And we are Quixie 98.3.